For your patience, we were wrapping up a very productive work session. We're going to start with introductions. Usually this is just the roll call, but we have a new planner. If you would be willing to be introduced, we would love to meet you. That's okay.
I would have taken care of that in the work session, but we ran out of time, obviously.
Sure.
So, come on up here so we can get you on camera for the public to see. As I had indicated at the end of our last work session, I have been fortunate enough to be able to bring two folks on. My first hire that we have brought is Kiana Med. He joins us from the San Francisco Bay Area as a degree in planning, urban design, urban studies, I should say. And we are pleased to have him here. You have given him an introduction tonight to the process. This evening has been a wonderful opportunity to have him see a little bit about how the end of a project works. We're working with him to train him. We are missing a couple of our planning commissioners, two of them, but this is the bulk that you'll get to speak with.
Welcome. We look forward to working with you.
Looking forward to it too. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, Commissioner Carroll, could we have a roll call?
Commissioner Placer? Here. Commissioner Ford?
Here.
Commissioner Wilson? Commissioner Lowe? Commissioner Stanton?
Here.
Commissioner Dunn?
Here.
Commissioner McMahon?
Present.
I'm here. Commissioner Galway-Jones?
Here.
We have seven. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any changes or adjustments to the agenda, Mr. Zinner?
No, there are not, ma'am.
There a motion to approve the agenda?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Thumbs up approval of the agenda, please. Thank you very much. We had previously approved the minutes from the last regular session, so we'll move straight to our single case for the evening. Case number 1092023, a request by a civil group on behalf of the owner, UPT 5611 Como LLC, seeking approval of a design adjustment that would permit a proposed lot with less than 300 feet of frontage to have an individual driveway access, which is not permitted by Section 29-5.1 F14D of the Unified Development Code. The subject site is located southwest of the Waco Road and Brown Station intersection and is shown as Lot 104 on the proposed final plat for Uptown Business Park Plat 1. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, you may, ma'am. So as we have described and as is presented to you here in the graphic, this is a property that is part of the Uptown Business Park Plat 1 that is a proposed final plat. It is a replat of existing platted property. So this design adjustment is being made separate from that platting action. That is why the plat is not before you for approval. The plat covers the entire area here that is hatched. We have graphics that will show the area of Lot 104, which is the subject of this design adjustment. The overall acreage is 18.53 acres. It includes a piece of Waco Road that will actually be dedicated, that is currently a parcel from a previous plat in the future, and that will reduce the actual acreage of the subdivision down to about 18.4 acres. This is a access variance from Section 29-5.1 F1IVD of the UDC. That particular section of the code speaks to lots and required lot access sharing or the ability to obtain an individual lot access if the lot meets a particular lot width. This particular request, as required since it is a public hearing, was advertised in the Tribune on 9/5 of this year. So here is the oblique aerial. To put some things into context, the city park, that is the Sutherland Smith Park, in the back that you see to the west, some undeveloped industrial land to the south and to the east. The park actually wraps around the southern boundary of the subject site, which is that is in yellow, or the subdivision site is in yellow, I should say, and the actual subject site is there that's in the red. To the north, you'll see some residential lots and an incomplete residential subdivision, which has been pretty well built out at this point, and Elferhart Lewis Elementary School there in the upper left-hand corner of the graphic. The subject property we're going to talk about tonight is that in the red, and that is Lot 104 of the Uptown Business Park Plat 1. May not necessarily be as accurately depicted as I'd like it, but it's pretty close. So we have got a 7-lot replat here, as I explained. Multiple lots within this development are already sharing access because they do not meet the access, the individual lot access requirements themselves, which states that you either have to have 300 feet of roadway frontage or you are required to share an access. So the lots that are shown on this graphic here in front of you, at the corner of Waco Road, there are three lots, lots 101, 103, and 107. There is a shared access along the Waco frontage, which is the road to the north, and then there is a shared access along the Brown Station Road frontage in the middle of lots 101, 102, and 107, and then 106 is the very far west. So between lots 101 and 102, there is a shared access, and then there is a shared access between 101 and 107. The lot that is south of that of those three is actually the improved lot that's referenced in the staff report. That has currently got an outdoor equipment business on it. It has its own permitted access onto Brown Station, and that is what is shown at this particular location on the graphic. It is, if I'm not incorrect, a 30-plus foot wide driveway that accesses the site itself. The aerial photography that you will see shows an older aerial photography photograph that has an access at the lot line between 103 and 104. That does not exist at this point. When we went out to post this property, what is shown in the aerial that you'll see here shortly is not there. So there is no direct driveway access from Brown Station to the southern side of lot 103. Lot 103 is also under a separate lease arrangement at this point, and therefore sharing an access on that particular parcel line, which would be a permissible option, is actually not desired because it will have an impact as it relates to the lease itself, compromising security for the existing user of the site, and therefore this request for the design adjustment has been sought. And the subject lot is about 80 feet shorter than what is required by the code. It's a 220-foot wide lot. 300 feet is required. So we couldn't figure out with our traffic engineer how to make that work. 80 feet's 80 feet, so we're here. The CUP process the design adjustment process requires that the Planning and Zoning Commission give consideration to a design adjustment from the subdivision regulations based on 5 different criteria. And the bullet points that are following here basically are correlated to the actual criteria within the UDC at this point. So the first criterion really deals with, is the design adjustment consistent with the city's adopted comprehensive plan and any policy guidance offered by council? The comp plan doesn't speak to driveway locations specifically. The UDC provides the regulatory guidance or the policy guidance. It offers this procedure as an available option to an applicant to seek relief. This is not like a variance where there has to be some hardship associated to the land. Design adjustments basically are based upon the fact, is what is being offered equivalent to or better than, generally speaking, what the standard regulatory requirements would mandate. So the standard regulatory requirement in this instance is 300 foot of lot frontage, you get your own private driveway. If you don't have that, you've got to do a shared drive. Applicants asking for the shared drive provision of that to be waived, in essence. This particular lot 104 is surrounded by vacant industrially zoned land, except to the north, which is the existing development in the business park at this point. The city park is to the south. And it is our opinion that granting the adjustment would allow Lot 103 to retain greater access control on its site, given that it is currently being, it's the improved property here, and that that's one of the criterion for dealing with, does the design adjustment create adverse impacts on lands abutting the proposed property to where the request is being asked for. Granting the adjustment furthermore will not, in our opinion, result in any more dangerous conditions if the driveway is placed approximately within the center of the actual parcel. This particular element relates to the criterion is, will the design adjustment make it more significantly difficult or dangerous for automobiles, bicycles, or pedestrians to circulate in and through the development? Well, this parcel is not actually internally connected. It is directly accessing out on a Brown Station Road. The development of this particular site in conjunction with the actual platting action requires, requires that the public infrastructure is going to be required to be installed, i.e. sidewalk infrastructure along Brown Station Road. Therefore, pedestrians are going to have an easier way of traversing this site than they do today because there is no sidewalk there. Also, with a location of a driveway approximately in the center of the actual lot, you are going to end up with driveways in proximity to a centered location of roughly 56 feet to the north and about 500 feet to the south, the closest driveways to the driveway if centered approximately in the middle of lot 104. So really, distance of separation is fairly good as well as site visibility on the roadway itself. So our fourth criterion then deals with, is the design adjustment being requested for a unique purpose? So on this particular property, we have got a drainage structure located in the very southeast corner where the city's park site and the subject property come together. That drainage box is really an impediment to be able to put a driveway down there to share. It basically is a 16-inch drainage line that goes all the way back out to the creek that traverses the site itself. As we've discussed, the northern property to the north, where that shared property line will be, is actually under lease and is being actively used, and therefore putting a shared driveway at that point compromises safety as it relates to the use of that existing lot. So centering the driveway again, which is the critical element here, if you center the driveway on this lot, we are really addressing the issue at hand. It allows for the ability of Lot 104 to gain access with no real impact. It ameliorates the two conditions that are associated with it, the drainage box on the south, and then, of course, the impact created with the current usage of Lot 103. That site is fully fenced in as well. So the fifth item, the fifth criteria, deals more with the issue of will the design adjustment create adverse impacts on public health or safety? So there are no public health or safety impacts that we can observe here. We've got adequate separation from surrounding driveway locations. We are in a relatively low density, density-related developed area. You've got a city park to the south that's not going to experience any development. We have it as a park for nature purposes. So really, the health safety aspects are not being increased. We actually are addressing those through the platting action because a sidewalk will be installed along this frontage. And then the development will also be required to put in all of the required infrastructure by the city standards as it develops. So there's no other waiver that there's no other impact that this driveway waiver would create. And furthermore, after conversing with our city's traffic engineer, the city's traffic engineer is supportive of the request given that it does not impact future improvements that will be made up at the Waco Road and Brown Station Road intersection as we deal with those in the future, and is the best that can be obtained at this point as it relates to the current driveway accesses that are presently existing or proposed with the new subdivision plat. As a result of those findings, the staff is recommending approval of the design adjustment subject to the driveway, and I will let Mr. Gebhardt talk to you as it relates to the centrally located on Lot 104. We are open to suggestions by Mr. Gebhardt as to where or how that term may be defined, and I will then offer myself or any questions that you all may have. So we are recommending approval, subject to a central location, as to be discussed here momentarily.
Thank you. Before we go to questions for staff, if any of my fellow commissioners have had any contact with parties to this case outside of this public meeting, please disclose so now. Seeing none, any questions for staff? Commissioner McMahon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Senator, some of this will be a Mr. Gebhardt question. We have a proposed plat in our packet, right? That's not the plat. I generally don't have a problem with this. I'm concerned about the plat getting changed later and we come in to tweak plats because we have different, some of that will depend upon, and I don't know this, maybe Mr. Gebhardt can answer this question, do they have these lots leased yet? They're certainly not under leased, or we would know that. These are my general questions. I don't have a, you know, it's a low impact area. It's fine. I'm just wondering about having to approve a plat later, someone trying to carve it up.
Now, the only lot that I am aware, based on the developed environment here, that is actively being used is the one that is immediately to the north, lot 103 of the plat, and that is actually part of the original Del Jones plat number 2. That lot is being reconfigured in the Uptown Business Park plat, but that was a legal lot already. So the building that is on that was legally permitted, legally authorized the access that it's currently showing or has. And the replat basically is just adjusting the lot lines around that lot in order to carve up the extra lots, four extra lots out of the development acreage. So no, lot 104 at this point is not, to my knowledge, under a lease at all. It is proposed. The action here by the board or by the Planning Commission will actually be attached. It'll be joined with the replat, which goes directly to council. So the way that this process works is we will have to submit a separate design adjustment report that will then have its own ordinance number. We could potentially have Mr. Gebhardt update the plat we've received with specific language that indicates that the plat has been approved with a design adjustment subject to ordinance number relating to lot 104, and I believe that that actually is already on the plat because we anticipated that this was going to need to be addressed. And that would then convey forward for any future subdivision or re-subdivision actions.
All right, as long as we're tied in, I just have one more, more of a comment. Though, as a concept, I'm all about internal driveways. As a practical matter, no. So I'm glad you didn't go on that route. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunn.
Looking at the triggering of construction of sidewalks, when that is triggered, is that burden on the city or is that going to be on the developer for this development?
That's on the developer.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Seeing none, we will open the floor to public hearing. Please come forward. You know the drill.
Yes, I do. Name's Jay Gebhardt. I'm a civil engineer and land surveyor with Civil Group here in Columbia, Missouri at 3401 Broadway Business Park Court. I'm in agreement with staff's information in the staff report. And my question was, it centrally located on lot 104 leaves some wiggle room, and maybe that's okay. And I just wanted to also point out some numbers. In the staff report, it indicates that the if it's centered on the lot, that it would be approximately 500 feet from the existing driveway. But the actual numbers work out. If lot 103 is 283 feet wide, it's 37 feet to the driveway, and then you add in the 110 feet for the center, and you get 356 feet. So that would be center to center, and we're okay with that. If we wanted to be a little bit more definitive, because I may not be the engineer working on this, it could say, you know, 300 feet separation, center line to center line. It's 356 or 300, whatever you want to use. And to answer your question, Mike, the note number 7 on the plat says the center line
use. Access to lot 104 shall be provided as defined in the associated design adjustment. So it's on the plat. We don't need necessarily, Pat's already anticipated that and
I added just, that language. Just I's and T's, Jay. That's all I'm doing here.
Yeah.
Commissioner McMahon.
I'm sorry.
Are you done, Jay?
What?
Are you done?
Yeah, pretty okay. much.
In that case, Commissioner McMahon, did you have a comment or question for the speaker?
I believe I've already spoken out of turn.
Does anyone else have any questions for the speaker? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any other members of the public that wish to speak on this case? Seeing none, we'll close public hearing. Are there any commissioner comments? I don't see anyone. Would anyone like to make a motion? Commissioner McMahon.
I will make a motion. And Mr. Stanton, did you raise your hand to speak? I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, sir. You.
You're going to make a motion. Okay. I just want to say that before I make my motion to approve this design adjustment, right now this is fine. This is a low footprint area. But in the future, having these driveways in another location could well be problematic. And it's my hope that as this builds out in the next 10 or 20 years, it is not. All of that said, Mr. Zenner, could you show me the title page so I get these numbers right?
Apologize. There we go.
In the matter of Uptown Business Park, Plat 1 Design Adjustment, I move to approve, and I'm going to hold my sentence for a minute and look at legal, say I don't need to make multiple motions on this?
No.
I move to approve.
Subject to?
Bottom, Mike.
Subject to the future driveway being centrally placed on lot 104, and that's as determined or allowed by staff.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Carroll, when you are ready, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Ford?
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
Commissioner Dunn?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Aye.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Galway-Jones?
Yes.
We have 7 to approve. The motion carries.
Thank you. Is there any other motion on this case? Seeing none, that recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. Moving on, that was our only case for this evening. Are there any general public comments that anyone would like to make? Seeing none, staff comments, Mr. Zenner.
Next meeting is October 5, and we have a little bit more work to do on that agenda. We have 3 upcoming cases. That may be whittled down to 2 before we have hearing. Gibbs Road, that is a permanent zoning request, and we will show you the map here momentarily. It contains 3 different zoning classifications. This is on the north side of Interstate 70, just to the west of Sorrel's Overpass. So north of the outer road as well. The second item that we have on the agenda is a major plan district amendment. This is the West Broadway or Fairview Marketplace Walmart property. The major amendment has to deal with the Starbucks end cap that is there at the intersection of Fairview and West Broadway. That is the only, that is the only plan change. The actual statement of intent will be being updated to be compliant with our current UDC standards, so it will have some other material associated with it. In checking on this project this morning, it appears as though we may be experiencing a delay on getting our comments responded back to, so it is possible that this one may be deferred. But because it has been publicly advertised, it will come before you with a request for tabling, if that is the case. And then the final item that you see here on the agenda is the item that we discussed at the September 7th work session. That is the substandard lot activation text amendment as amended, as we discussed it. That has been advertised and it will be brought forward to the commission for action. I will continue to work on the title of that report, not referring to it as substandard lot activation. We will figure out another catchy title for it. However, that was what I had in my system at the time I was doing this preparation for the PowerPoint. Your maps for the two cases, just to familiarize yourself with where this property is where the properties are located. You will notice the map on the left has got multiple hatched areas within it. Those represent obviously the different zoning classifications. So this is a true mixed use request for permanent zoning, R1, R2, and RMF, all on the same parcel. It is accessed generally off of Barbary Avenue and then Gibbs Road on the western side of the property. Again, this is north of the Sorrels Overpass location at Interstate 70. We recently took in an annexation agreement parcel just to the west of this off of Chapman Lane. And then the property on the right is the plan amendment that deals with the Starbucks end cap that is here on this outbuilding at Fairview Marketplace there at the corner of Fairview and West Broadway. As we indicated at the beginning of the meeting, we are welcoming aboard Kiana Med, our newest planner, to join our staff. I will have another planner joining our staff September 9, so they will be here for your second meeting in September to be introduced. And with that, that is all we have to offer for this evening. Thank you very much for our work today in work session.
Thank you. Are there any commissioner comments? Commissioner McMahon?
I have one. I apologize for speaking out of turn. Got a little casual there. And if my fellow commissioners have no other comments or concerns, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Without objection, we stand adjourned.